Country Pop FM.
We haven't had the gavel for a while.
That should do. And every time I use that, I feel like Harry T. Stone.
Yes.
Fred Gwynn in My Cousin Vinny.
Yes. Yep.
Utes. It is the Almanac today.
What was the judge on Night Court?
That's Harry T. Stone.
Oh, that's
Harold
Harry.
T.
Okay,
Stone.
Yeah, that's right.
Presiding. Harry Anderson, his real name.
Yes.
Today is Wednesday, April 19th, 109th day, 256 left. 1764, again, England. And the king just kind of spurning us on here. He's going, okay, we're just going to keep twisting that screw, just twisting the screws a little tighter on you. 1764, English Parliament banned the American colonies from printing paper money. Just taking more liberties and freedoms away.
You can't do that.
You could see it coming.
Yeah.
And it would come. 11 years later on that exact same date.
And the shout heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
Again, Schoolhouse Rock helps us out. 1775, it was the shot heard around the world as the Revolutionary War began. Battles at Lexington and Concord, of course, the night before. Paul Revere at his midnight run. One if by land, one if by sea.
Two if by sea.
Did I say one if? It's one if by land, two if by sea.
Yep.
And that's what I said, right?
You said one if and one if.
Oh, I didn't go two if.
Okay.
Well, that would have been confusing for the troops,
right.
Would it not have?
They would have looked at each other. One if by and one if by?
And actually, they didn't even need to do that because Paul Revere actually made it to wherever he was going. Was he going to Concord? Wasn't he going from Boston to Concord? And the Old North Church was in Boston. And they were going to do the whole lantern thing if he didn't make it. He eventually made it, so it was actually redundant.
Yeah.
The whole lantern thing was redundant on the Old North Church. But 1775 was kind of the birth of our country
It is. Very much so.
The shot heard around the world. 1782, then on that exact same date, some 7 years later, the Netherlands, one of the first ones to recognize the new United States.
Nice.
They recognized us. Because they saw us as a great market to sell their wooden shoes.
Correct.
And they never really took off. Never really took off. They're just really hard on the corns.
Yeah, I don't have clogs.
And the bunions. And the bunions. Yeah. 1897, the first Boston Marathon was run.
Wow.
And, no Ethiopians, no Nigerians. It was John McDermott. Good old Irishman.
Yep.
Irishman won the...
There's plenty of those in Boston.
He was from New York City, and he won the first Boston Marathon. 1951, we said... Well, actually, it was General Douglas MacArthur that said, see ya.
That old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
Yeah, they do. He retired on this date. He said, see ya later, as he was talking to Congress, 1951.
Well, one of the greats.
He saw a lot.
He did.
1982, big day at NASA on this date. NASA saying, ride, Sally, ride. Sally, ride. Also, of course, a quoted line from Mustang Sally.
Yes.
And Wilson Pickett. Sally Ride became the first woman astronaut. And on that very same date, Dr. Guy Bluford Jr., the first African-American astronaut.
What year was that?
1982.
Very nice.
1982. The space shuttle program well underway by that point. 1987, The Simpsons premiered on this date, not in full form, but part of the Tracy Ullman show in these little one-minute shorts that they did.
Oh.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Mom.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Mom.
Sleep tight.
I will, Mom.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Bed bugs?
Yeah, look out. Simpsons. It would take a couple of years. They would get their own show, half-hour show, which is still on the
still
air
running.
To this date. The longest primetime running show. It beat out Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Although I think Gunsmoke still has more episodes. They ran more episodes per season.
Probably.
You could check on that to see if Gunsmoke still has the most number of episodes in a primetime
run.
Primetime scripted show. Primetime, 60 minutes has been longer. but a primetime scripted show for The Simpsons. It debuted on this date, 87, part of the Tracy Ullman Show, and then got its own show in 1989. Speaking of 89, now this starts kind of a run of bad things that happened in our country on this date. There's some pretty bad things.
Yep.
1989, a gun turret exploded aboard the USS Iowa. I remember when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
47 sailors were killed. They were in the Caribbean going through some exercises, and a gun turret exploded. That was 1989. They had chilling video of that, too, where you could see it exploding. 1993, things came to a head in Waco.
I remember that.
Well, as you can see, the parts of the building have collapsed. The fire has indeed engulfed the vast majority of this compound that has been the
site. Bonnie, the entire roof is gone.
The entire roof is gone. Mike, what else can you tell us? Any sign of firefighting equipment?
I know. No, none whatsoever. And there's our shot from, you'll remember, Bonnie, what we referred to.
Yeah, it was not a pretty scene, the 51-day standoff.
That was a raging inferno. It
came to an end. FBI agents raided the Branch Davidian compound. Their leader, David Koresh, perished. 86 people total. That included 17 children. They were down in the bunker and basically forced to stay there, from what it sounds like,
right,
from reports and investigations after that. 9 Branch Davidians escaped the fire, and they were put to trial and convicted. They're the ones who burned it down.
Yes,
you know, the ATF agents or the FBI agents were coming in. They were using tear gas, so they forced the issue a little bit. But instead of surrendering and escaping, they basically burned themselves, set the fire themselves. 1993, 2 years later, this was related.
A massive car bomb exploded outside of a large federal building in downtown Oklahoma City, shattering that building, killing children, killing federal employees, military men, and civilians.
Terry Nichols, Timothy McVeigh, citing what happened at Waco, bombed the Alfred P. Mura building. Alfred P. Mura. Federal building, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Blast killed 168 people, injured more than 500. That was 1995. I think we all remember where we were when we first heard about that and watched coverage.
Absolutely.
Of that, no doubt about that.
Etched in our minds.
2005. Let's go to the Vatican, shall we?
Okay.
Well, it's been total confusion down here until this point, but it does now look as if that is white smoke
coming out.
Habemus Papam. We have a new pope. That'll be the words announced from that balcony up there within probably about an hour or so.
Joseph Ratzinger. Not John.
Cliff Clavin?
Yeah, Cliff Clavin. It was,
no relation.
It was Joseph Ratzinger, who was elected pope. He became Pope Benedict. He succeeded Pope John Paul.
Sure.
Benedict has since stepped down, and now we have Pope Francis. Think of the popes. I mean, that's something. Talk about that. The history there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That going all the way back to the time of Christ.
Sure.
There's been a pope.
Yeah.
So that is quite an institution.
So Pope John Paul died on April 2nd. What's the date today?
The 19th.
So it took him 17 days to put
They had to conclave.
Right.
They had to conclave.
I wondered what
had to find something that could create the white smoke.
Yeah. Well,
usually that's when you blow a gasket and you're burning antifreeze instead of gasoline, or along with the gasoline, get some white smoke. Maybe that's what they did there.
Yeah.
The Sistine Chapel. 2013 on this date, this was also, you know, a bad thing happened in Boston, and they got one of the guys on this date.
A 22-hour manhunt came to an end on Friday night in Watertown, Massachusetts, after police captured 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev, the key suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings.
That's what happened. It was a manhunt. It was really kind of scary there in Boston. The first suspect was killed. It was his brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And his brother, Jokar, was the one who was captured. He was hiding in a boat.
Correct.
They found him in a boat, somebody's lawn, somebody's driveway on this day, 2013. Let's move on. Let's talk birthdays today. Let's go to the Anderson household.
Honestly, what's he doing? He's studying to be a nitwit? Got this today. 2 A's, nothing below B, and I made honor roll. And hey, Dopey, shut off your motor before I come in there and strip your gears. And I got elected to the student council.
That's Eleanor Donahue as Princess, a.k.a. Betty Anderson.
Talking
Father
to Bud.
Knows best. Talking to Bud. Bud, that was the episode where he purchased an outboard motor.
Ah.
And he was pretending that it was running on the couch.
Okay.
And the couch was the boat.
Sure.
So he did look kind of like a nitwit, didn't he?
That's good fun, yeah.
So Eleanor Donahue is 80. She then moved on to the Andy Griffith Show.
She was Andy's first love interest as the town druggist. The lady druggist, I think, was the name of the episode.
Good for her.
She liked Opie. Her and Opie got along very well.
She's good at counting pills, then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, and she's also in Pretty Woman. She was the shop owner that originally denied service to Julia Roberts, who said, "We can't serve your kind here."
Right, right.
And then, what's his name, came back, Richard Gere, with his credit card. And once the money started talking, they were A-OK.
Yeah.
A-OK. So, Eleanor Donahue, happy birthday to her.
She's 80.
She is 80 today. Wow. Tim Curry is 71. Charlie's Angels, Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was Dr. Frank N. Furter, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He also was, you remember It, Stephen King?
Yes.
He was Pennywise the Clown.
Pennywise! I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. I think the nightmare you ever had. I am the worst dream come true.
You know, if you were kind of on the fence whether or not you were scared of clowns, you saw that. That kind of tipped you over
the edge.
Yep. Yeah, you were done with clowns after that. Tim Curry is 71 today. Executive, you heard of Death Row Records?
Yes.
Yeah. The guy who started that, Suge Knight.
Sure.
Speaking of thugs, Suge Knight, 52. He's the one who reportedly hung Vanilla Ice over the balcony to force him to sell the rights to Ice Ice Baby. Whoa. And, of course, he has been implicated in both the murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. Jeez. He was in the car when Tupac was shot.
Nice.
And so Suge Knight, we're not sure about him. He's 52.
Not a good character.
No.
Yeah, he's 52 today. I think we're sure about Ashley Judd, nice-looking lady. Good actress.
Listen, Maddie, I know that this has been really hard. But Angie's going to bring you up to see me next week, okay?
Yes, Mommy. Daddy!
Nick?
What? Thought you were dead. That's from Double Jeopardy. That's my favorite Ashley Judd movie. Tommy Lee Jones is in that. He's her parole officer.
Okay.
Her husband frames her of his murder. For his murder, and then he goes off with this other woman and takes her kid, and she goes and assumes a different identity. She goes to prison. This little scene happens. She goes, he's still alive. I'm going to get out, get on parole, and then I can kill him and not be be arrested or taken to trial for double jeopardy.
Yeah.
So there you go. Ashley Judd, of course, she's half-sister of Winona, daughter of Naomi.
Yep.
Ashley Judd is 49 today. James Franco, he was the Green Goblin's son.
Yes, he was.
In the first Spider-Man, 39. He's been a lot of other things. Kate Hudson, the daughter of Goldie Hawn, happy birthday. Just saw the movie she was recently in, Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good man, Mike.
Mike, what is that? Is everything okay?
Mike.
Everything is not okay on the Deepwater Horizon. They had what they call in the business a blowout.
Who was the male lead in that?
Mark Wahlberg was in that.
Yes, I wanted to see that.
You want to see it. We just red-boxed it. You're going to want to see it.
Okay.
True story, of course, led to the big BP oil spill and everything that took place there.
Yeah.
This shows the cause of that. Happy birthday, Kate Hudson, 38. Former football star Troy Polamalu.
A lot of hair.
Also had a big, big head of hair. Cumbersome, I would say. I would think that it would just get in the way. I don't know why they can play with all that hair.
But perfect for a Head and Shoulders commercial.
Well, it worked out. Yeah. Troy Polamalu.
He's a pretty good player,
though, 36.
Too.
Yeah, he was everywhere on the field. Great defensive linebacker.
Kind of a strong safety almost.
He could cover a lot of ground. Yeah, he could cover your running back or tight end. You know, he could cover the receiver and stop the run.
Stop the run.
I mean, could you ask for anything more? I don't know if the Vikings have anybody like that right now.
No.
How about Hayden Christensen? He was the young Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, sure.
You're going to pay for all the Jedi that you killed today, Dooku.
We'll take them together. You're going slowly on the left.
Taking you now.
No, Anakin, no!
Oh, no. You got to listen. Listen to Obi-Wan for crying out loud.
Did that not work out well for him?
Didn't work out well for him. Count Dooku threw him with his laser beams of the Force. His Force thunderbolts right into the rock wall.
Kill him?
No. But it's still just another thing that would send him towards the dark side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hayden Christensen. Some people didn't like him in that role. They thought he was miscast, and they could have found somebody better, and I tend to agree, but it is what it is. He's 36 today. Candace Parker's 31, WNBA player, pretty good one. She was number one overall pick, former MVP. They won the championship last year, LA Sparks.
Beating our Lynx.
We don't want that to happen this year. So Candace Parker is 31. And tennis star Maria Sharapova, she has the career Grand Slam. She's also right now banned. She was suspended because she was using a banned substance for tennis, performance enhancing.
Right.
But she's still 30 today, so happy birthday to her.
I'm sure she's looking just fine, too. Nice.
Gone but not forgotten.
Yes, so let's do that. FBI agent Elliot Ness. His work included the investigation, of course, of the gangster Al Capone, kind of credited with bringing Capone to justice in some respects. He was the inspiration for the television program The Untouchables. Elliot Ness was born on this day, 1903.
He would not rest until Al Capone.
That's right. He made it his
brought
mission
to justice
vendetta.
For tax invasion. Of course.
Comedian and actor Frank Fontaine. If you remember the Jackie Gleason show, you'd remember Frank Fontaine.
Hi, I'm Crazy Cougar here. You know why they call me crazy? Because I'm crazy about malt oatmeal, chocolate, and regular. You know what makes it better than those other hot cereals?
No.
A secret ingredient.
Yeah, what is that? It's brandy. They put brandy in there. That's what it is.
We had a lot of malt oatmeal.
I like the chocolate.
I did too.
But then we would add more chocolate to it. We'd have the Hershey's powder or the Quick, the Nestle's Quick, and you'd make it even more chocolatey.
Very chocolatey.
Very, very chocolatey.
Frank Fontaine there was born on this day, 1920. Actor Dick Sargent, he was the second Darren on Bewitched.
Sam, this is one time when you're absolutely wrong. Your mother did not put a spell on me.
Then how do you explain your behavior?
Well, I'm only behaving like any guy who wants better things for his family.
Oh, Darren, I'm perfectly happy with everything I have, and you knew that until Mother stuck her 2 cents in.
The Tates are there. Might have been the McMahons. Might have been the McMahons that time around. They were entertaining. And Darren Stevens, or as Endora would call him, Darewood.
Yes.
Darewood.
Dick Sargent playing that part.
Are you a Dick York or a Dick Sargent guy? I liked them both.
I liked them both.
I think they were both good. They both were different.
They were different. I maybe tended to go along with the first.
Yeah.
With Dick York.
You always like your first.
Yeah. 1930 for Dick Sargent. And he was in lots of other things, other movies and stuff as well. Actress Jane Mansfield was in some movies, including It Takes a Thief and The Girl Can Help It. She was gifted, 1933, Jane Mansfield. And we make reference to him often because Arthur's one of our favorites here. Dudley Moore was Arthur.
Let's make it $200, but I will ask you to Simonize my car. Tell me, has there been a death in your family? This is funny stuff here.
Girls. Alcohol may be involved.
Oh, there he is Arthur.
So good. He was Dudley Moore, and he was born on this day, 1935. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brittany, please end this.
Okay, well, Gunsmoke does still hold the record for the most number of episodes for a primetime show, so they're sitting at 635 right now.
Mm.
However,
Where's the Simpsons?
The Simpsons have been renewed for season 29 and 30, and when episode 16 of season 29 airs in 2018, they'll surpass Gunsmoke.
And down goes Gunsmoke.
There they go. And so they'll have a total of 669 episodes by the end of season 30, and it's going to be a long time before any show can surpass that.
Pretty amazing.
So there you go.
Okay.
So they were doing 32 episodes a year, basically, for Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
And
that was typical.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, I think they did more episodes. There are a lot more mid-season replacements on network TV these days. And Brittany, you did confirm it is one if by land, two if by sea. It's not one if by land, one if by sea.
Two if by sea.
Good to know.
Confirmed.
Okay. The Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale, bringing you today's Bob Almanac. And we'll also make him bring us Alan Jackson. He sponsors it.
Why not?
Daddy want a radio.